This is Twit.
So this is the, these are the new the Connectless bundles that'll be out for the holidays. The Sentinel Task Force Call of Duty version with a terabyte of storage. And then there's going to be a white one, right?
Yeah, the white one's pretty cool.
It's pretty. I like that. I might. That looks like a Stormtrooper white.
Right.
With a white controller, too. But and will this have to connect?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, all
right. Nope, no connect on that
one. No connect. Either. Bundled with Sunset Overdrive.
Nope. That's a fun game.
Is it? I don't know it.
Yeah, I played it at E3.
It was, driving games? Pretty... Sounds like driving.
No. It's a... I'm bad at describing video games. It's like a third person sort of Tomb Raider, but it has it's in this post-apocalyptic future where some energy drink that people drink turns them into mutants, and so it has a
when will a video game not be in a post-apocalyptic future?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What I want to know.
But it has a great sense of humor. The graphics are phenomenal, and it sort of breaks the fourth wall sometimes. It's very much aware that it's its own sort of it's a video game. And yeah, it's got a bunch of co-op modes and a bunch of, I think it's gonna be a bigger hit than Titanfall will be. So we'll have to see.
Titanfall's a little bit of a disappointment, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
This looks fun. I like something with the tongue in cheek. I like Watch Dogs. That's a lot of fun. You play that?
I haven't played that, but yeah, I've heard some decent things about it. I actually like the indie games.
Hey, there's selfies in Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, indie games are very interesting. And oh, wait a minute. This is an ad for a soda pop? Oh, that's what they drink.
No.
Oh, dear. He's spewing Orange Crush. Was this based on a comic?
No. It actually reminds me very much of Borderlands, the same sort of graphic style that they're doing.
I can't wait. This looks great. Mary Jo's going, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? Why would you want to play this game? You know what my favorite game was? I loved Abe's Odyssey and all the Oddworld games. They had a sense of humor. This reminds me a little of that.
Yeah, it's got some really great stuff in it. I think it's going to be, it's one of the few games I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
announced a ton of games, though, this week, right?
Did they for Xbox?
Oh, yeah. There was
finally
pile.
Yeah,
I don't think I could play Rise or Assassin's Creed much longer
anymore. Have you tried Guacamelee?
I saw Guacamelee. Really, really,
it's phenomenal.
Okay,
yes.
I'll try it.
The graphics are great on it.
Guacamelee. Yeah,
it's free too. If you're on,
I have Xbox Gold. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I keep seeing the promos. I've resisted it. I did get Crimson Dragon for free because that's nostalgic for me. That was a fun game.
I'm more excited that they're finally getting that robust media player because one of the reasons I still use my 360 is to play video files because I throw them on a thumb drive and then I throw it onto the Xbox. And even on a 360, it was good, but it was limited by file formats and what it could actually play. Now, the one coming to the One is supposed to play everything from MKV files to other more advanced codecs.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Is good. Yeah, I mean, obviously the subtle message here is, yes, you can play your torrented videos if you might have downloaded it.
It's okay.
So I think that's the reason why they didn't do MKV. I think they're very cautious about wading into that stuff. But
the Matryoshka format seems to be only used for pirated video, right? I mean, I've never seen anything legit using MKV.
Right.
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
So I can torrent something, put it on a thumb drive, bring it over my Xbox, plug it into the front, and watch it.